chapter number 1. Galatians chapter number 1. We've been talking, going through the book of Galatians the last couple of weeks, and I want to continue that. I want to start reading in verse number 6 down through verse number 10, and then we'll bring to you or verse 11 where I want to go to, and then we'll share the thought that the Lord has upon our heart this morning. The Bible said in the book of Galatians chapter number 1, verse number 6, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said, therefore, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man. Now, I want to look here in the book of Galatians. We find, last week we talked about Paul began to open the letter to the church there at Galatia. He begins in verse 3-5, begins to give a salutation of what who he is and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, and grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he sent the state who gave himself for our sin, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God our Father. And he ended that salutation with this, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. What Paul was doing was setting the stage, amen, of what the Lord had done for us or for the church there at Galatia. But then he changes. We find out after the salutation, amen, he goes right into the rebuke. And we find out that the letter that he wrote to the church of Galatia, as many other letters that he wrote to the other churches, had a commendation. But here we find in the letter, the church of the letter of Galatia, there was no commendation, but a condemnation. Now, what he began to condemn them for something that they were allowing to be within the church. We find out the Bible said in verse number 6, he said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. And I want to maybe share the thought this morning, there is no other gospel. No other gospel than that the Lord Jesus Christ has given. I mean, first of all, I want you to understand that we see Paul's disbelief in what was happening. Here Paul has started the church on his first mission, on his one of the missionary journeys that he had. He started the church there from Galatia, and it was a church that was committed to the will of God, doing what God wanted them to do. And then what the Bible said that they received, that Paul said they received it so much. Listen, it was your heart that you gave to me. But yet something had changed after Paul left. You say, preacher, what was that that had changed? And we find out there were some of the Judaizers that were coming in and said, listen, I know what Paul said. I know what he preached. I know it's about grace through faith. But that ain't all. Here's what you got to do. No idea what eyes are in the head to what Paul had preached. And can I say today, Paul just could not understand. He could not believe in the difference of what just a few months time had made. Amen. He said, I marvel. He said, I'm in disbelief. Amen. That you've walked away from what I preach to you. That you've left. Amen. The doctrine of salvation by the grace through faith. And that you went down and began to go back to the law. Within disbelief at what was happening. That word marvel means to wonder. It just took him by surprise. Amen. At what had happened and what was going on. He's not marveled that your soul seemed to move that removed. They've walked away from them, back away from the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. How we find out what Paul preached to them was the gospel. You say, preacher, what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. How we find a good description of the gospel, 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. How when Paul wrote to the church of Corinth, amen, in the first few verses of that passage of Scripture. Let me just turn and read it for you right quick, like 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse 1, 2, and 3. The Bible says this, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." How we find out the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, the virgin birth, how the perfect life, amen, the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary, amen, the death on Calvary's cross, but yet we find out when it goes the third day, He got up out of the right hand, out of the grave, and sitting in the right hand of the Father. That is the gospel. Amen. Of by grace. It is by the grace of God. It is what the Lord Jesus Christ has done in His atoning work. And it brought salvation to mankind. And that's what Paul had delivered to the church there in Galatia. He said, "It's by grace. Through faith. Plus nothing." But can I say today, we find out that the Judaizers have come in and said, "Listen, I know it's by faith. Grace, but yet you've got to be circumcised." They were trying to add to the, amen, the word, amen, of the gospel. Can I say today, amen, if you try to add to what's already the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, it is not the gospel anymore, but it comes another gospel, amen, or going away from the true gospel. Paul disbelief what was happening. We see the discontent. Amen, the false teaching. The Bible said, "I marvel that your soul soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ and to another gospel, which is not another. But there be some, amen, that there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ." You see what had happened, the Judaizers had come in, as we said before. And they said, "I know what Paul preached. I know it's by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But yet you've got to be circumcised." Oh, what they were trying to do, they were trying, amen, to bring law, amen, into grace. And did I say today, you can't mix law and grace. They don't work. Amen. Can I say today, it is the law. Amen. It brought condemnation to mankind. It was the law that revealed the sinfulness of mankind. It was the law that brought, amen, the judgment of death of mankind. But thank God, through the wonderful work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that's where our life came to be. It is through the Lord Jesus Christ we have life. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter number 3, verse number 20, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin." In other words, Paul is telling the church there at Rome, said, "Listen, amen, it ain't by the deeds of the law that we can be justified. It was the law that brought the knowledge of sin to mankind." Romans 3:28, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." What Paul was preaching was by grace through the Lord Jesus Christ, through faith in what He does. Brother Mike, I'm glad, amen, the law, amen, showed men their sinfulness. But thank God, the gift of salvation by the grace of God through faith brought life. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. I'm glad, thank God, through the law there is death, but through the Lord Jesus Christ there is life. Amen. While the Judaizers said, "Listen, amen," they had said, "Yeah, I know it's by grace through faith, but yet you've got to come back under the law, amen, and be circumcised." Thank God. If there's ever such thing as falling by grace, that's it. Amen. When you go away from what the Lord Jesus Christ has done and try to go back under the law, amen, and try to, amen, bring righteousness by the law, you're falling from grace. Romans 8:3, "For what the law could not do, that it was weak through the flesh, God tending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Romans 6:14 said this, for sin shall not have dominion over you. You are not under the law, but under grace. Honey, we're living in a time, Brother Mike, many folk, even the day and age we live in today, they are trying to pervert the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said there is no other gospel. Hey, man, he's saying, listen, he said, I want you to understand. They're calling another gospel. He said, listen, there is... there is no other gospel. We find that the perversion of the gospel that was going on. Paul's disbelief in what was happening. Paul's discontent in the false teaching. And I say today, we're living in a world society today. Hey, man, say, yeah. Hey, man, I believe it's by grace through faith. Hey, man, but I also believe you got to do this and you got to do that. No, sir. You ain't got to, but honey, I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad that when God saved my soul, hey, man, he put some want-tos. Hey, man, to do what I need to do and not do some things I don't need to do. It ain't the fact that I've got to, but amen, it's a fact that God put something in my heart that I want to. That I have a desire, hey, man, to follow the Word of God. I have a desire to follow, hey, man, the precious, hey, man, the commandments of God. Hey, man, can I say today I'm glad. It ain't what I have to do, but thank God it's what I desire, want to do, because I've been changed by the wonderful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Living today, heard a statement made, well, hey, man, if we've got to live by, hey, man, the Ten Commandments, hey, man, what we've got to base our life on, no, sir, it ain't. My, what I've got to base my life on is what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for me. I want you to understand, the Bible clearly teaches us that there's no way that you and I can fulfill the law of God. Hey, man, through the laws of God, hey, man, it showed his transgression. I can't walk according to the law of God. And the Word of God says in the book of Romans chapter number 10, verse number 1, for the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continue to make the comers thereunto perfect. Honey, can I tell you today, the law, hey, man, that God gave to Moses, could not bring salvation to mankind. It was a shadow of what was to come. It was a temporary bridge until that permanent bridge could come into effect. And thank God for the glory of, amen, the Heavenly Father. Thank God that new and better covenant, amen, was given to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, which is, amen, the message of salvation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Scripture said that the law, hey man, could have done what it was, hey man, could have brought perfection to you and I, brought salvation to you and I, there would have been no reason. Hey man, but can I say, it was the law that brought a realization of our unfaithfulness, a realization of sin. But it could not take away sin. But it was a gift of salvation, what Jesus did. Hey, man, his virgin birth, his perfect life, his sacrificial death, the blood shed on Calvary, his death, burial, and resurrection on the third day. Hey, man, it was by that word, by that covenant, hey, man, by that precious, hey, man, gift of salvation with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and through that alone, where we find our salvation. It ain't by being good. It ain't by not cussing. It ain't by not drinking. It ain't by not doing drugs. Hey, man, don't get me wrong. Honey, when you get saved by the grace of God, all that stuff's going to go. Hey, man, you drink and you drug use and all those things. That desire that you once had will not be there. Why? Because of the work that Jesus has done in us through the work of salvation. Hey, man, nothing that we can... The Bible said not a works lest any man should boast. But it is by the gift of God through the wonderful work of salvation. Hey, there is no other gospel. Hey, man, he plainly put it, Paul saying here, there is no other gospel. Can I say as we go up the air, Paul said this. He said, but though we are an angel, having to preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Let me say again, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel to you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Can I give you a warning? Can I give you a declaration that Paul gave to the false teachers? He said, listen, you better be careful. Honey, if you try to pervert, you try to change, you try to, amen, bring folks back to the gospel, the true gospel, you try to, amen, bring them back into another, you better be careful. Why? Because let him be accursed, or without God, amen, or anathema, or without, amen, a heavenly Father. Can I say, be careful, amen, those that are trying to pervert the gospel, those that are trying to say, well, I believe you got to do this and you got to do that. Amen, can I say today, I'm glad what's got to be done has already been done, and it's been done through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, it has been the work of salvation that was given in my heart when I accepted him by faith. There is no other gospel. Back to the answer this time.